Springs. From ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. What's happening with efforts to stop the Gulf oil leak? The effort to place a 100-ton dome over the leak at the bottom of the Gulf failed, so crews are considering other options, although no decision has been made. Coast Guard Commandant Admiral Thad Allen appeared on Face the Nation on CBS.
What we have is a 5,000-barrel spill every day with the wind shifting around, and it could go any direction based on the wind, and it's really kind of maddening because you can resource a spill that's coming ashore when you know the direction it's coming from, but it can back off and potentially even come again, so the entire Gulf pretty much has to be on guard, and that's what we're doing.
At Mobile Bay, Alabama, one of the busiest ports in the nation, they're building a makeshift lock system to scrub ships of oil before they enter. Appearing on This Week on ABC, Attorney General Eric Holder revealed that investigators have developed evidence that puts the Taliban in Pakistan behind the failed car bombing in New York City last weekend. White House advisor John Brennan.
We're going to maintain the pressure that we've been putting on Al-Qaeda and these groups in Pakistan. We're working very closely with the Pakistani officials. They've been very cooperative in this investigation.
Brennan was speaking on Fox News Sunday. ABC News and the Washington Post have been doing some polling on the war in Afghanistan.
Public support for the war in Afghanistan gained ground after President Obama announced his war plans last December. This poll shows that hasn't held. 52% of Americans now say the war has not been worth fighting, up 8 points from last fall, and intensity is on the side of the opposition, with strong critics of the war outnumbering its strong supporters by a 12-point margin.
ABC News polling director Gary Langer. The International Monetary Fund has approved a 30 billion euro three-year loan for Greece, its part of a 110 billion euro bailout for the debt-riddled nation. The European Union approved the rest yesterday. Greece has enacted broad cutbacks in government spending and services to address its mounting debt, and that has sparked riots in that country. You're listening to ABC News.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-493-9561. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-493-9561. That's 1-800-493-9561.
The moment you realize clowns are kind of creepy. The moment you actually saw what your favorite radio DJ looked like. The moment your printer first ran out of ink. Heart-wrenching moments of truth. Don't let your printer run out of ink again. With the largest retail selection of ink and toner, Office Max has your ink. Get a $10 Office Max gift card when you buy $40 of national branded ink. Office Max. Work with us. Valid May 2nd through May 29th. Offer excludes Office Max private branded ink. Offer valid in store only. See store for details.
Call it Knievel Snake River 2. But unlike the father, the daredevil son will try for a better outcome.
And the canyon seems to dare. Come jump me if you can.
If I die, I would rather go that way and have a chance to burst and be something.
A spokesman for Evel Knievel's son says Robbie Knievel wants to emulate his motorcycle daredevil dad and jump Idaho's Snake River Canyon. Plans are discussed for 4th of July weekend next year.
Evel Knievel's luck is holding. The weatherman promises ideal.
ABC's Merrill Muller covered dad's 1974 attempt, but the parachute malfunctioned on his rocket-powered cycle and deployed after takeoff, and Knievel went into the drink. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Today marks the start of National Police Week. National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial Fund Chair Craig Floyd says, don't take police for granted.
It's important for us, at least during National Police Week, to impress upon people the value of law enforcement in our society, and one of the ways we do that is let people know how many officers have sacrificed their lives for our safety and our protection.
As part of the observances, the names of police officers killed in the line of duty in the past year will be added to the National Memorial. In Chicago, police put on a gun buyback. They collected more than 3,300 handguns, 55 assault weapons, more than 600 replica weapons, and two hand grenades. This is ABC News.
We're here in a typical backyard testing Scott's Songbird Selections wild bird food.
And we've discovered it attracts twice as many colorful birds as ordinary bird food blends.
Oh, a flock of goldfinches.
Only Scott's has a unique blend that colorful birds can't resist.
More indigo buntings coming in.
And they're hungry. Sharing is caring, little buntings.
For twice as many colorful birds, get Scott's Songbird Selections colorful bird blend at your local Lowe's Home Improvement Center. Learn more at scottswildbirdfood.com. Results may vary by region and or season.
I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Welcome to Traveling with Francois. Coming to you live from the train depot here in the Sugar Pine Railroad in the Sierra National Forest in Yosemite. Well, it is beautiful up here, a little chilly, but it is gorgeous. Now, it's Mother's Day, so before we go any farther, happy Mother's Day to a mother or not. We'll call it Ladies' Day, and let's enjoy it. You're back in the... Yeah? Okay. It's all right? I'm not sure. I'm hoping... I'm here in the station. Everybody from the station back there. So Tom is back there waiting to take any calls. And here we are in right outside of Yosemite, about 11 or 12 miles. So, and it is beautiful. So here's a little Yosemite trivia. Yosemite has 3 million people visit... Sure. Some climb, some walk, some hike, and all of it's to see awesome beauty. Now, 89% of Yosemite's regional is designated wilderness area, and the rest is under review and up. It is listed on the National Register of Historic Places. From the park gate to the bottom, it's 35 miles. Now, Yosemite was the first park set aside and protection even before Yellowstone. So there you go. A lot of people don't know that kind of information. I didn't know it either, actually, until I came up here. I came up here when I was a little girl, and I didn't quite remember much of anything. So, now, today's show is mostly all things Madera County and Yosemite. Just a little of both, or a lot of both, however you want to put it. The weather, again, is very cool, 47 degrees. That's a little cool for me, considering that I come from the desert. So, and they are predicting snow tonight, but above 5,000 feet. So it's not going to affect me any, but it should be above 5,000 feet. Now, to each hour, all contests, Day or Mother's Day. And I'm staying at the Pines Resort at Bass Lake from Yosemite Park, and and it is beautiful. I tell you, there was so much going on yesterday, from water, there were waterboard competition. They had so it was a lot of fun today, and now it's nice, so people don't have to worry for the noise that was going on yesterday. Now, again, I'm coming to you road in the Sierra National Forest, south of Yosemite National. The train, a whistle in the background, or out. Well, that's just all part of being here at the train depot. The show's live. Now, like I say, I hope everything's coming through loud and clear. I haven't heard anything different from the other end, so we're just going to keep our fingers crossed and hope all is well. Now, 20% of California's 7,000 plant species are located in Yosemite National Park. Yosemite is home to El Capitan and Half Dome, two world-famous rock climbs that draws climbers from all over the world. And Yosemite's highest point is Mount Rainier. It has a Mediterranean climate, meaning that the winters are cold, the summers are hot, the springs are mild, and the falls are chilly. Interesting up here. Yeah, but it's just get a little bit of everything. Yeah. So, you know, I think what we're going to do, if Tom's at the other end, we're having a little bit of a technical glitch right now. So, Tom, let's go ahead and go to a break. And then when we come back, we'll get all this fixed out. Okay?
Do you know what makes me smile? Thai Smile in Rancho Mirage, offering lunch, dinner, and takeout for over 8 years to locals and visitors. Thai Smile in Rancho Mirage is open daily, serving all of your favorites from Pad Thai to Red Mountain. So let Thai Smile in Rancho Mirage put a smile on your face. located in the Rancho Las Palmas Shopping Center on Bob Hope Drive and 111. Reservations are suggested, so please call 760-341-6565. That's 760-341-6565. Or visit their website at mytiesmile.com. Electric Car Distributors is happy to announce that Western Golf Car is back in production, featuring the ever-popular 400 2x2 with a built-in charger, great color combinations, and more. Come in and see the latest models for 2010. We also have a great selection of pre-owned Westerns and more. Electric Car Distributors is the only location for new club car, golf cars, and the new Yamaha golf cars, with two locations to serve you in Rancho Mirage and Palm Desert. For more information, please call 760-360-9898. That's 760-360-9898. We know you want your child to be their absolute best and have fun learning to be their best. The Family YMCA of the Desert wants that too, which is why they offer affordable child care of the highest quality year-round throughout the valley. Know your child is with someone you trust and rest assured that they are learning, growing, and maximizing their potential every single day. Please call the YMCA at 760-341-9622. That's 341-9622 for more information and to give your child all the tools needed to be a success. The YMCA, building strong children, families, and communities. Do you know there are millions of people withdrawn from life because they can't afford a hearing device? The public charity nonprofit organization Helping People Hear Again wants to change that with your help. By donating used, abused, or new hearing aids, we can all make a difference in someone's life. Help us find new ears and let them hear. For mailing information, the location of the nearest drop box, or to see if you qualify for a hearing device, please call 760-776-1738. Or visit our website at helpingpeoplehearagain.com. Look to the skies and experience a star-studded affair every evening at the Borrego Springs Resort. Surrounded by the stunning Anza Borrego State Park and less than an hour's drive from Palm Springs, the Borrego Springs Resort offers guests fine and casual dining, 27 holes of championship golf, poolside cabanas, tennis, Wi-Fi, and opening soon, a full-service spa to pamper your inner and outer being. So quit making excuses and join me, Francoise, at the Borrego Springs Resort, and of course, Borrego Springs. To make reservations or for more information, please call 760-767-5700 or visit the Borrego Springs Resort on the web at borregospringsresort.com. Warehouse hot dogs can be good for a snack, but if you want a real hot dog made with quality Hebrew National Franks, fresh buns made daily, and available toppings you've never dreamed of, then there's only one place to go, Dogo's Sonora Style Hot Dogs. Located in the Village at University Park on Cook Street in Palm Desert, Dogo's is the perfect place for parties or to catch a game on one of Dogo's flat-screen TVs. Striving daily to be known for the best-tasting dogs in town, take the kids or go alone. At Dogo's, it's all about hot dogs, Sonora style. Call Dogo's today at 760-773-0364. That's 760-773-0364. Hey, want to travel? I'll take you there. Want to dine? I'll tell you where to play golf.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Traveling with Francoise, coming to you live from the Sugar Pine Railroad Station up here in... Tom, can you come on in a second? Can you hear this?
I can.
It sounds like we're cutting in and out again. No? And I know we're supposed to go with the flow here, and everything's supposed to run smoothly, but obviously everything isn't running smoothly. So we're going to go and keep going here and see what happens. So, unless I switch to a regular telephone, which I might just end up doing because this is driving me crazy. So, now, like I said before, we are up in Yosemite at the Sugar Pines Railroad. And so, Okay, we have to regroup here. It is Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day to everybody. And some of our trivia is, of course, going to be geared towards Mother's Day. And we'll try to get everything settled. And I'm not sure where we're going here, but on today's show, we have four guests, which we're going to try to get everybody in there. And I'm sure we'll get everybody in. The numbers you need to know are 760-320-8255 or toll-free from the East Valley, 760-346-8294. And you can always go to my website, travelingwithfrancoise.com, for more information. Okay, and you can also Twitter me at Radio Francoise. All right, on today's show, we have four guests. I was telling you about it before. We have Jared from the Visitors Bureau. We have Jennifer from the Pines Resort on Bass Lake. In the second hour, we have Max Stauffer, the owner of the Sugar Pine Railroad. And then we also have Anna. She is from the Vintners Association. So we do have a lot going on. And believe it or not, we're going to get through all this. So on today's show, the prizes for both hour include two $10 Burgers and Beer gift certificate, one urchin, hair urchin, valued at $35, a $25 gift certificate to Grill a Burger in Palm Desert, and the first hour, you could register anytime during the show for a current style, and these are really good looking. Tony Beverly wig valued at $150. And this is really cool because, ladies, you with long hair, you can have short hair. And this, I went and tried some on. It's really a lot of fun. And this is from Rolls Royce Wig Salon in Rancho Mirage. And Club Francoise, ma'am, you must register for this, okay? Everybody has to register. Now, in the second hour, you'll be registering for a trip to Yosemite that includes a night stay at the Pines Resort and a ride on the Sugar Pine Railroad. So now both of these drawings will be held next Sunday, and also the Vegas trip that we didn't give away last week, we'll be giving it away on the 23rd, all right? And all winners will receive a free 8-ounce frozen yogurt from any Golden Spoon frozen yogurt in the Valley. So all of that's all good stuff, all of it's fun. I'm looking at the clock. You know, just because we have a little bit of technical difficulty, I'm going to try one more thing. I want Tom to run 2 minutes of commercials, and we should get all this straight because I want everything to be perfect. So, Tom, run a couple of minutes of commercial, and I'm going to get this straight, okay? You are listening to Traveling with Francoise from the Sugar Pine Railroad up in Yosemite. And like I say, it's a beautiful day. Yesterday was even more spectacular, but I do want to run a minute and get this straight because I might switch to a regular bike. So, okay, Tom, go ahead and run those commercials.
Hey, want to travel? I'll take you there. Want to dine? I'll tell you where. Play golf? I'll pick the spot and I'd Want to travel? I'll take you there. Want to dine? I'll tell you where. Play golf? I'll pick the spot. Nightlife? I know it's hot. It's never too late to get life. Electric Car Distributors is happy to announce that Western Golf Car is back in production, featuring the ever-popular 400 2x2 with a built-in charger, great color combinations, and more. Come in and see the latest models for 2010. We also have a great selection of pre-owned Westerns and more. Electric Car Distributors is the only location for new club car, golf cars, and the new Yamaha golf cars, with two locations to serve you in Rancho Mirage and Palm Desert. For more information, please call 760-360-9898. That's 760-360-9898.
Companies know what's good for business is good for the environment, which is why savvy companies are joining the Environmental Protection Agency's Performance Track. Performance Track companies are reducing their water consumption, improving their energy efficiency, and eliminating toxic materials. If you run a company, you owe it to your business and your customers to inquire about Performance Track at epa.gov/performancetrack. That's epa.gov/performancetrack. the smart way to protect the environment and green your bottom line.
For most of us, change is hard. But if you're in business, you know that over time, change is necessary if you're going to survive and prosper. Consider your office furniture, for instance. What is it telling your clients or customers about you? In a world where perception is reality, that's a good question. We're Desert Business Interiors. We bring to the Coachella Valley over 25 years of experience in the office furniture industry, and there's no office furniture dealership in the area like us. Whether you want to find traditional office, or if you're looking for an exciting selection of clean, trendy, contemporary office furniture, Desert Business Interiors has it all. Not only does Desert Business Interiors carry all the finest manufacturers, but they can also help you design and space plan your office with their free design consultation. Whether you're looking for a new chair or complete office setup, our team will help you do it right, no matter the budget. Come see our showroom on Highway 111 in Rancho Mirage. Desert Business Interiors. Because change is good.
Finally, there's a dry cleaners in town that can take care of all of my garment needs, from my heavily beaded ball gowns to my sexy lingerie. Country Club Cleaners now offers the latest in technology with their new organic dry cleaning system. This environmentally safe, non-toxic, odorless hydrocarbon system is on-site at Country Club Cleaners, so your clothes never leave the premises. Alterations and repairs are available also. Country Club Cleaners is located in the new Bristol Farm Shopping Center on the corner of Country Club and Monterey in Palm Desert. 341-2129. See you there.
The entire world watched. They watched each step down the rungs of that small ladder, one after another, and waited with great anticipation for that last step.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
At that moment, humanity saw the impossible become the possible. And today, the sky is not the limit. Achievement. Pass it on. A message from the Foundation for a Better Life.
Honey, what's wrong? Honey? Honey?
You get scary when you miss your vacation. Don't miss out. Get away to the Red Rocks of Sedona. Stay 3 days and two nights at the Sedona Summit Resort for just $199. Call the Arizona Tourism Center at 877-444-8044. That's 877-444-8044. And feel like yourself again.
Scooby-Doo-Wop-Boo-Bam!
When Americans volunteer to serve their country promises to take care of them when they come home. After 26 years in the military, James Minor suffered a paralyzing injury that changed not only his life, but his wife's.
My role is a caregiver. It's a 24-hour, 7 days a week. There's no breaks. Having a spinal cord injury is not like you just hurt your back. Everything is a challenge.
Simple day-to-day living requires enormous assistance. Obtaining health care and benefits can also be an overwhelming process. Paralyzed Veterans of America has been fighting for over 60 years to make sure our veterans get all the benefits they were promised and all of the support they greatly deserve.
They're committed not just to my husband as an individual, they're committed to our family.
Help us help America's veterans. Visit PVA.org.
Welcome back to Traveling with Françoise. Okay, now I can concentrate. I tell you, it was driving me crazy. The phones, let me tell you. First of all, this phone service up here, it's a little sketchy because we are in the wilderness, and my cell phone getting no reception at all. So Tom and I were trying to get back and forth and do some stuff. So we are back on track, and you are listening to Traveling with Françoise, coming to you live from the train depot at the Sugar Pine Railroad in the Sierra National Forest. And as I was saying earlier, happy Mother's Day to everybody. It is Mother's Day, and here I am up in the mountains. And there's a lot of moms up here spending the day riding the train. I'm staying at the Bass Lake, the resort, the Pines Resort on Bass Lake. Beautiful. The weather's been gorgeous, but today, a little chilly today, about 47 degrees, overcast, and they're predicting snow tonight above 5,000 feet. So that shouldn't bother me at all, but we will get by. Now, instead of here in the train, you might hear a phone line or two, but not to worry. So we are fine over here, and we will hopefully get everything going just the way I want it to go. Now, joining me, who's going to cuddle up here real close to me, is Jarrett. And Jarrett is from, Jarrett needs a chair. Jarrett needs to scoot on in over here. See, we had to, this is like a last-minute change. Always get these last-minute changes going on with traveling with Francoise, it seems. So, Jarrett, how are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you. I'm glad to be here, despite the technical problems, but that's live radio for you.
That is, and thank you for being patient, because one never knows what's going to happen. Now, Yosemite is the focal point up here, it's, and you have the Bass Lake, and mm-hmm. being outdoors, doing things outdoors. There is so much going on up here in this area, but people don't realize that there is so much more than just Yosemite, Yosemite Valley, the falls, the hiking, and just, you know, laying out in the sun over on Bass Lake at the Pines Resort. There is, when you get up here, you have to go through Madera County.
You're right. You know, Madera County is known as California's gateway to Yosemite, and, you know, for good reason. I mean, Yosemite is an amazing destination. It's kind of, I say, it's Mother Nature showing off. But at the same time, Madera County itself has a lot of attractions. It's a destination in its own right, with attractions such as Bass Lake and the Pines Resort where you're staying. We've also got Miller's Landing Resort for cabins if you go that way, or the Forks Resort. There's a lot to do around Bass Lake. But the rest of the county as well, Oakhurst has great art galleries. There's museums around the county. Madera, the county seat, I should say, has some great museums there as well. And a new museum opening up in Chowchilla, the Fossil Discovery Center. That is so, going to be so cool. I can't wait for that personally.
Well, we are going to talk about that. And we're going to talk about vineyards. It's Madera County is huge in the vineyards. But we're going to talk about that a little bit later on in the show with an expert with vineyards, mm-hmm. Anna, who's from the...
Idlehour Winery, and she's also the president of the Madera Vintners Association. And apparently she's not coming, as I'm just being told, so we get the president, or no, I'm sorry, the executive director of the Madera Vintners Association.
Okay.
Live radio, baby.
I tell you, if anything can happen this morning, I think I have 20,000 more gray hairs in my head. But that's okay. We are here. Happy Mother's Day to everyone. We are in spectacular up in by Yosemite. We're in Madera County. Yosemite is only about 8 or 9 miles away.
Oh, yeah.
We are at the Sugar Pine Railroad. Yesterday I got to ride the train. I can't wait to talk about that. That was
Did
so
you have
much
fun?
I had a ball. I loved it. But everyone, my listeners know about me and trains. They know that I love to ride trains. So now let's talk a little bit about, there have so many things going on in Madera County. Now, give us a little history about the county itself.
Well, Madera County was actually part of Mariposa County for a long time, back in the 1800s. At the time, Mariposa County was tremendous. It was flat. What had split up was Madera County, Fresno County, and a couple other counties in the region. So you can imagine how big it was at the time. There was a time when, you know, the only federal court was up in this region. But Madera County actually is Spanish for lumber, and there's a good reason for that. As you look up here at the around the railroad, we've got these massive pine trees everywhere. Well, this area was huge into logging. The trees were cut here and sent down a long flume, which went all the way down to the city of Madera. Now, up here you've got the logging. Down in the valley, you have the farmland. You've got a lot of the nuts and fruits that feed the nation come from this region. And, of course, as you mentioned, vineyards, grapes. Not just for the wine industry, which is very important to the region, but also for a lot of grape juice. Pomegranates are grown here. A lot of people who enjoy pomegranate juice from, like, some of the big companies, those pomegranates are grown right here in Madera County. And you can actually see these places in places like homegrown cellars in outside of Madera, where you can actually tour the pomegranate farm, see how the fruit is grown, see how it's picked, see how the juice is made, all kinds of natural pomegranate products. These are things a lot of people don't realize right just outside of Yosemite.
Okay, now I was looking at this book, and you're just going to have to call me. I am not sure what this means. Agrarian culture?
The agrarian culture. Sorry, I sometimes...
No, it's okay. I didn't know, and I thought, if I don't know, that means other people don't know. So,
well, the agrarian culture, it's farming, just to put it simply. The farming lifestyle, the agricultural lifestyle of the region. You know, as I always say, you can't spell agriculture without culture. It's a unique lifestyle unto itself, and that's on display in a lot of places around Madera County, from, you know, the vineyards and the vintners to, you know, a place again like homegrown cellars, and also other places like cow auctions, the bull auctions that they have up there just outside of Madera on Highway 41, where you can actually see the whole process of how it goes, you know, from the cattle industry. A lot of people, especially from the big cities, where the largest patch of grass they've seen is a neighborhood park.
Yeah.
You know, they go to places like this, and it's something completely different. And for a lot of people, it's really exciting to see.
And it's really, you're really not that far away from the big city. I mean, you are, and plus there's all these cute little towns on the way up here.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I mean, up here in Oakhurst, we're only 45 minutes from Fresno. Madera itself is 10 minutes from Fresno on Highway 99. Chowchilla is like another 10 minutes onto that. So you have all the charm of these small communities with the amenities of the big city nearby. So it makes a great place to live for those of us who, you know, like the small town life but want to, you know, go to a big city every once in a while.
You got to love it. Now, also, there's, you are tied, Madera County is tied to the movies.
It is.
Yeah, you have a big Hollywood connection, as two of the town's pioneers, Jack Haley, most famous for his role as the Tin Man in The Wizard of Oz, and Jackie Gleason. Their influence is felt throughout the community, and you've named streets after them.
Yeah, down in Madera Ranchos. It's a tiny little community outside of Madera and outside of Fresno. You know, again, you hit the nail on the head. I mean, how cool is that this small little community up here in the country had some of the biggest Hollywood celebrities of their time help found it, and, you know, again, their influence is felt. It's a really cool little attraction.
Now, you brought up the Fossil Discovery Center. And there's a little bit of a write-up in a paper, and it sounds like is it open?
It's not open yet. It'll be opening in June, so it's coming soon. Unfortunately, you know, you mentioned the weather. Thank you, El Nino, for throwing plans off track. But the Fossil Discovery Center was delayed by a little bit because of the almost constant rain. But it's going to be great. The cool thing about this is it's the largest, and I always pronounce this wrong, so I'm going to do it on live radio. Good thinking.
Okay.
But the Pleistocene era, which is woolly mammoths, saber-toothed tigers, those types of creatures. The largest fossil bed in the western United States from this era. And all these fossils are going to be on display, again, from mammoths, from saber-toothed cats and everything. And I've seen a couple of the fossils they've had on display, full fossils of the saber-toothed cats. And trust me, it is cool doesn't even begin to describe it.
Well, it says here, and I'm going to read this, kind of give you a little break here, 14,000 fossils have been unearthed already.
Mm-hmm.
And this is from a dig site
right outside the fossil
right
discovery
outside,
center,
yeah, which is unbelievable, belonging to 37 species, different species, including mammoth and saber-toothed cats. Wow, that's really exciting.
It is. It's going to be a huge attraction for the region, and we're really looking forward to it opening. They had a kind of a sneak peek for some people a month ago, and all the reviews were beyond positive.
Oh, that's going to be, people are going to have to stop on the way up here to Yosemite. They're going to have too many stops along the way. That's up at the Fossil Center, Bass Lake, they're going to have to drink some wine. I don't know, they're never going to get to Yosemite.
Well, you know, that's the thing, is like we always say to people, is like, you know, a lot of people come into our visitor center and say, okay, I've seen the Yosemite, now what?
Now what do I do?
And we really do have so much to offer them. I mean, with the museums, again, there's almost a dozen museums in Madera County, highlighting the history, clothing, vintage clothing, a children's museum, all kinds of great things, art galleries. This region is home to more artists per capita than anywhere else in the country, and that's because thanks to, a lot of people may remember Sierra computer program companies from back
right.
in the 80s, a lot of those artists that were working there stayed here after the company moved, and as a result we have just a booming art industry, and the galleries show off some of the most amazing art you'd ever see, from painting, sculpture, photography. It's outstanding.
Well, and I have to say, yesterday I spent the day, after the train ride, I went to Yosemite. And when I was there, I was thinking, okay, this is beautiful, and I'd like to stay here for a few days. But I want things to do outside.
Mm-hmm.
And like I say, at Bass Lake, there's plenty to do there, but I know that there has to be a lot more going on. And like you said, there's just one thing after another. You have some great events coming up. Of course, you have Bass Lake, but you also have the Sierra Art Trail.
Yes.
Now, what is that, an event, or is that just something people do, or what is that?
It's kind of both. I mean, it's an event, but it's again, something people will do. You know, each year, all the art galleries throughout the region open up and do special events to coincide with it, and it just gets people out and exploring the new art, the new artists, you know, from favorites that people have had, and some new up-and-comers as well. So, again, they get to see everything from just about any medium you can imagine.
Wow. Now, you have signs for the wine trail.
Yes.
Are there no signs for the art trail? You just
Those go up when the art trail goes on, which is in the fall.
Okay. I love the signs, by the way. Now, you have a wooden boat show that's coming up here as well, that'll be phenomenal.
That is a really cool event. It's I can't remember which annual number it is because I don't bring numbers off the top of my head. But it's an annual event that they have out of Bass Lake, where they bring in classic boats and wooden boats. And these are all things that boats that you might have seen from like as early as the 20s up into the 60s. So, you know, it's really interesting to see how much the boats have changed, but in some ways how they're still kind of the same. But, I mean, they're all beautifully kept. It's just, I mean, these in themselves belong in an art gallery. They're almost works of art themselves.
And they're going to be up at Bass Lake, I think.
That's right. They're going to be up there next weekend.
They're going to be up next weekend. So there are a ton of things going on now. Yearly events. Do you have any besides the art trail and the wine and the boat? Are there any huge events that go on that you guys have in Madera County that are really not can't misses?
Well, you know, one thing, you know, I'm going to be shilling for Bass Lake here again. The July 4th spectacular at Bass Lake is just words do not comprehend how amazing this is. When you get all these people in the boats out on the water, the fireworks reflecting over the water, it's truly amazing. You know, I don't want to take too much of Allison's thunder here for the wine trail, but they have a lot of events each year that are a lot of fun. You know, and you really get to explore, you know, the winemaking industry. It's not just sampling wine. You really get to learn about it, so for people who enjoy that. Another great thing is the Tractor Parade of Lights every year at Christmas down in Madera. You know, again, going back to that agrarian or farming culture, that lifestyle, you know, that comes out in the Tractor Parade of Lights, whereas all these people, all these farmers and local businesses decorate tractors, combines, and other equipment and parade them down Main Street in Madera. And it's really cool to see all these, you know, all this equipment just decked out in hundreds, if not thousands, of Christmas lights. It's a lot of fun. It's really, it is a beautiful event as well.
So now we want all my listeners, everyone out there, when you think of Yosemite, you have to think of Madera County.
Correct.
And you have to think of all the great things going on in Madera County. So don't just be of one-track mind and think Yosemite. Give yourself a couple of days to actually stop along the way.
Yes.
And enjoy all the things. A week is good up here. You need a week. I saw, as soon as I started doing research, I started to see that there is no way I'm going to see and do everything I want to do in just a couple of days.
You're right.
So that means I have to come back. But
well, we're glad to have you.
Glitches and all. But that's why I mean, that's why I'm saying that really plan a trip up here, not just to see Yosemite, but stop along the way, spend a couple nights somewhere at Bass Lake, enjoy the lake and water before you get down in. Because I think once you're in Yosemite, to really get the full experience, you have to stay there at least, spend a couple days. That's what I'm thinking.
No, I would agree, because there really is a lot to see. I mean, you know, a lot of people come through, and you just shake your head, and you feel bad for them. Like, okay, I have 2 hours. What can I do in Yosemite?
Yeah.
And you're like, really? You didn't plan at all, did you? But, you know, if you look around, I mean, as you go right through the gate, you're right there at Mariposa Grove, which is a beautiful stand of giant sequoias. And it's my, you know, there's a lot of sequoias in the region. It's my favorite spot to go to view them. And you keep going, there's the Wawona Hotel. It's this beautiful plantation-style hotel. It's gorgeous. Mm-hmm. The Pioneer Village is there. A lot of fun. You keep going through the waterfalls, which are amazing this year, by the way. That's one thing. I got to give El Nino props for that one.
They were gorgeous. And you know what? This is what I did. I was driving in, and it was packed where the waterfalls are to take photographs. I mean, packed. You couldn't park a car over there. So I thought, okay, I'll get to the bottom, I'll hang out for a while, and then I'll take the photographs on the way out. Well, I was driving, and I was looking around, and don't ask me how I did this. I missed the waterfalls on the way out. And I'm halfway out thinking, how did I do that? I think I was looking at, because I was so busy looking at the waterfalls going into the valley, that I think I was looking at the other side, going out of the valley, and I'm thinking, oh, my gosh. So, anyway, I'm going to have to buy a postcard and post that on my website. Well, you probably gave me some great photos.
I can give you some photos. Well, you know, there's one thing about the valley that's really cool. I always tell people this, is don't drive around there because you're too busy watching the road. Or if you're not, you're going to really upset somebody. we don't need road rage. We're on vacation.
Yeah, we're on vacation.
But
I hear
what you do is they've got a free shuttle down there in the valley that is absolutely free. It hits all these stops every 10 minutes, so you can just come and go as you please. That way you're not paying attention to the road. You can actually sightsee the way you're meant to.
Love
and
it.
You really get to see the sights.
Well, Jared, stick around because we might have you come back on a little bit towards the end of the show. We're going to take what is supposed to be our whatever break it is now. I have no clue anymore. Thank you for talking to us about Madera County. We're going to cover a little bit more Yosemite. Folks, now here's why. In the beginning when everything was all messed up, ladies, this is for you. I'm giving away $150 Tony Beverly. It's a real fancy Hollywood wig from Rolls Royce, and they're great to travel with if you have the hair thing going on. So you can register with Tom anytime during the next 2 hours, okay? Just tell him what you're registering for so we can get everything a little bit back on track. So we're going to take our second and last break of this show. When we come back, Jennifer from the Pines Resort at Bass Lake will be joining us to talk about how beautiful it is there. And like I say, don't just go straight to Yosemite. We're going to make you stop along the way and have a real Traveling with Francoise adventure. Okay, you are listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Newstalk 920 KPSI, coming to you live from the Sugar Pine Railroad about 11 or 12 miles from the gateway to Yosemite. Okay, stick around. We will be right back.
Want to travel? I'll take you there. Want to dine? I'll tell you where. Play golf? I'll pick the spot. Nightlife? I know it's hot. Want to travel? I'll take you there. Want to dine? I'll tell you where. Play golf? I'll pick the spot. Nightlife? I know it's hot. There's a dry cleaners in town that can take care of all of my garment needs, from my heavily beaded ball gowns to my sexy lingerie. Country Club Cleaners now offers the latest in technology with their new organic dry cleaning system. This environmentally safe, non-toxic, odorless hydrocarbon system is on-site at Country Club Cleaners, so your clothes never leave the premises. Alterations and repairs are available also. Country Club Cleaners is located in the new Bristol Farm Shopping Center on the corner of Country Club and Monterey in Palm Desert. 341-2129. See you there.
Honey, what's wrong? Honey? Honey?
You get scary when you miss your vacation. Don't miss out. Get away to the Red Rocks of Sedona. Stay 3 days and two nights at the Sedona Summit Resort for just $199. Call the Arizona Tourism Center at 877-444-8044. That's 877-444-8044. And feel like yourself again.
Scooby-Doo-Wop-Boo-Bam!
You've seen Walter Clark on television. Perhaps it's time you see him in person. Walter Clark Legal Group is one of the Valley's premier California injury legal firms, with Walter Clark at the helm. Located in Palm Desert on El Paseo. Call today for a free consultation. And as Walter Clark firmly states, we don't get paid unless you get paid. Walter Clark Legal Group can be reached at 760-568-5661. That's 760-568-5661. Or visit them on the web at walterclark.com.
Can you live on $800 a month? Sadly, that is the average monthly income for many seniors here in our Coachella Valley. And in a time of crisis, they often feel there is no one to turn to. Well, there is someone to turn to. Desert Samaritans for the Elderly. From financial assistance to help with everyday life, Desert Samaritans for the Elderly has been helping qualified seniors in our valley for over 11 years. For help or to help someone else in need, please call 760-837-9066. That's 837-9066, or visit them on the web at dsfte.org.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Traveling with Francoise. We are coming to you live from the Sugar Pine Railroad. I don't know, did you hear the whistle blow? Of course, we were probably at during a commercial when the whistle was blowing. The conductors have been in and out of here, and it's really, really cool. I am sitting inside the office. They have a gorgeous little gift shop here and whatnot, and because it's a little chilly, and we know what a wimp I am, everyone had to move me inside. So here we are, and it's beautiful. And with me right now is Jennifer from the resort, Pines Resort at Bass Lake.
Yes.
Let me spit that all out. Now, you're going to have to talk on our handy-dandy telephone here that we have. This is her first time on radio, and, of course, she doesn't get all the bells and whistles. You get a telephone.
I agree.
But you're going to do just fine. Now, I have some little information here about Bass Lake, and it's at an elevation of 3,400 feet. And the water says can reach as high as 80 degrees.
It can, wow. Especially in the summer.
That's great. That's wonderful. I mean, I need it warm. I need it warm.
Me too.
Now, give us a little history about the Pines Resort at Bass Lake.
Well, the Pines Resort has been in its current location since 1977. Two owners, Robert Stern and Rudy Schulte, bought the resort back then and replaced the rustic cabins, which are now known as the Pine Chalets, and there's about 84 of those. Ducey's on the Lake, which is our famous restaurant that's been there, has been there since 1975, and it was actually a few miles down the road from its current location on the lake, and it was formerly known as Freeman's Bass Lake Lodge. And it was renamed Ducey's Bass Lake Lodge by Mary and Maurice Ducey, who bought the place.
Mm-hmm.
And it burnt down in 1988 from a grease fire at its previous location.
Oh, no.
The Pines Resort purchased the Ducey's back in 1975, and it moved to its current location where it is right in front of the lake in 1991. And opened its doors there, and we've just enjoyed having it.
And it is right on the lake. I mean, you can walk down the steps, and you're right there on a little beach and marina, and you have there's so much to do there. And I was noticing as I was walking around, you have them. First of all, let's talk about, you have chalets. It looks like I'm at a ski resort.
It is. We have two-story mountain cabins. We refer to as the Pine Chalets. They're two stories. They have full-size kitchens, living room area. They have great views of the lake and the mountain area. They're perfect for families. We also have the 20 suites, which are lakefront and lakeside. They have gorgeous, spectacular views of the lake, and you can walk right out there and see everything, all the activities.
It is beautiful. Now, and you also have the suites as well. You have the chalets,
mm-hmm.
you have the suites, you have a little bit of something for
everyone.
Which is nice, and it is... Well, we're talking about beautiful for weddings, folks. We'll talk about that in a minute. But let's talk about your marina. Now, I saw all sorts of boats out there, and I'm sure you have rentals.
Yes, we have rentals of our patio boats, which seat about six people. We have ski boats, jet ski rentals, tube rentals, all sorts of different activities for families to get up there and get out on the lake and experience the fun activities we experience all year round.
Now, something I notice is really big up here is picnics.
It is.
People I felt kind of out of place because I'm looking for a restaurant, and I see everybody down on the beach just all over with picnic baskets.
They do.
And
they love to come up here and just enjoy the weather and get out there. Instead of sitting inside in the restaurant, they want to be right on the water and enjoy and relax in the sun.
And it's been beautiful. Like I say, today a little overcast, but the weather has been spectacular. Now, you have, of course, the rentals for the water sports rentals. You mentioned there's a golf course nearby. We have a lot of golfers from the desert that come up here.
Mm-hmm.
So, and what I didn't catch the golf course. Where is the golf course?
We have a golf course in Ahwahnee, California, which is about a couple miles up from us.
Mm-hmm.
We have Sierra Meadows, and we also have River Creek Golf Course.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you have a lot going on. Now, the trails, are there trails around the lake from Bass? From the Pines Resort, near the lake and hike around?
Yeah, there's actually a few trails located around Bass Lake. Actually, on our area before you get to us, there is a trail called the Flume Walk, which actually you can walk on the logging flumes from the logging days, and you can walk up there, and it's got gorgeous views of the lake and everything, and of the Sierra Nevada Mountains. There's also another trail located on the other side of Lake by Forks Resort, and it's called the Mono Trail, and you can hike up to a rock overlooking the lake, and it's a gorgeous view, and you can picnic up on the rock. It's spectacular.
Now, you really are a stop for a lot of people to the halfway point, not even half, because you're only, 30 minutes from Yosemite?
Yeah, about 17 miles south of Yosemite National Park.
17 miles south. And, folks, once you get to Yosemite, it's 35 miles down to the bottom, but you are very close to Yosemite. So this is a good point to stop and stay at the Pines Resort on Bass Lake.
Absolutely.
And enjoy that experience and go down, stay in Yosemite, then actually come back up to the Pines Resort.
Oh, yeah.
That's the way I'm looking at it. We'll do both. We'll stay there, we'll go down there, and come
get
back up here.
Both.
Yeah, get a little bit of everything. Because your atmosphere there is just, I think when you're down in the valley, the geography, the landscape, the mountains, everything around you is so spectacular, you just sort of forget.
Yes.
And when you're at the Pines, I took some pictures from my balcony of the lake, and the beauty that's there is it's relaxing in a different kind of way.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. I was thinking about that yesterday. They both have their own nice touches to them to make you comfortable and enjoy yourself. Now, let's talk about amenities at the Pines Resort. What do you offer your guests besides these beautiful suites and chalets and the marina? What else do you have there?
Oh, we have the Pines Spa, which features massages. They do facials, pedicures, manicures, and we've got makeup applications for all our weddings, too, as well. We've got the tennis courts. We've got a full-service market. We've got conferences, events going on. Especially in May, we've got the farmers market going on every
mm-hmm.
Wednesday night. We've got different functions coming up, like the boat shows, which next week we have the wooden boat show. In a few weeks, we have the classic V-Drive boat show, which is speed boats. We've got a bunch of different things to offer our guests when they come up to see us.
Mm-hmm. And you don't have a spa on-site?
We do actually have a spa on-site on property. The owners of it are off-site spa personnel, and they come on property to do the
treatment. Okay. Mm-hmm. And you have the private lakefront garden gazebo and deck. Now weddings, you must be booked all summer long for
all
weddings.
I figured every that. Every Saturday.
Well, what's wrong with Sunday?
Yeah. Not a lot of weddings on Sunday. It's mostly Fridays and Saturdays.
Really?
Popular wedding dates.
I didn't know that.
We've got a few Sundays in there, but they're not quite as popular.
I'm thinking during the week is just fine with me.
You
get all your friends come up there. You could just go water skiing or on the lake.
Oh,
you could do all sorts of things.
It's a family retreat. It's like a family reunion every time they do a kind of a wedding function because all their family comes up and they vacation, they stay here, and play here.
Now, today is Mother's Day,
mm-hmm.
and again, I want to wish all the mothers out there a happy Mother's Day. In the beginning, I was a little distracted with that, and like I say, if you're not a mom, that's okay. It could be Ladies' Day. We can all celebrate. You know, you don't have to have kids to enjoy a day like this. Now, you are having a special Mother's Day brunch up there.
We are.
So, at the Pines on Bass Lake. So, tell us about what you're doing for Mother's Day.
We're actually offering a Mother's Day brunch up at Ducey's on the Lake. It's our fine dining restaurant. We're offering, you know, a bunch of different items as far as Eggs Benedict, omelets, and different meat carving stations. It's going to be great.
Now, I had dinner there the other night. Delicious. You make an artichoke dish. I was going to get two or three little artichokes, because that's the norm. It was in the appetizer section. I get a bowl of these delicious artichokes. They were fabulous. So dinner was very good. Swordfish, delicious food there, and the gorgeous view
mm-hmm.
of the lake. Very, very nice. And then you have the grill sign,
mm-hmm.
and that is more of a breakfast lunch, or what is...
It's more of a lunch dinner, but it's more casual. It's more of the burgers, salads, and sandwiches. It's a casual atmosphere. It's the bar and grill.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what is the season? You don't shut down for the winter, I imagine.
Well, our season, we typically say from Memorial Day to Labor Day is when our season starts to pick up, when all the schools start to let out, the colleges and the high school, and that's when our season really starts to pick up. For weddings, it's a little different. We go from about March through October. So we have different seasons for different things.
And now, if they want to come out and experience the snow, but they don't want to quite go into Yosemite down into the valley, I'm sure, is there snow at that level?
Yes, it's 3,400 feet.
Right.
So we do get a little bit of snow. We actually just got hit with a huge storm a few weeks ago, so we did get a lot of snow. So they can actually come up if they don't want to go all the way to Yosemite. They can stop off with us and see the gorgeous view of the lake with the snow all around the trees.
So that's why I was seeing the snow. In Yosemite, there was a ton of snow still on the shady sides.
Yes.
And I was really, really surprised. I thought, my gosh, where did all this snow come from? I thought it was supposed to be spring. Well, it is spring, and all the flowers are beautiful, everything. It truly is gorgeous up here. Now, being so close to Yosemite, how often do you go?
I go pretty often, actually.
You do?
Yeah,
good
I do.
For you.
I try to go as often as I can just to get a little update on what everything looks like. And, you know, and when guests ask you questions, you want to be up to date on all the current information up there. There's so much to do up there.
Now, folks, if you want to go to the website, basslake.com is your website.
Yes, correct.
Okay, and we're talking with Jennifer from the Pines Resort. Actually, I'm going to say on Bass Lake because, I mean, Bass Lake is right there.
We are on Bass Lake.
You are right there. Now, for some of my listeners who've never been up in this area, what would you like to say to them to convince them to come on up here?
Well, if you haven't seen us, you should come up here. We've got a spectacular view. The lake itself just sits right in our backyard. It's gorgeous. If you haven't been here, you wish you would have.
Well, I'm here, and I can't wait to come back. So, Jennifer, thank you so much for being
on
the air.
Thank you for having me.
This was a lot of fun. I love my suite. I love everything about the Pines Resort on Bass Lake. And in all the activities, that's fun. But listen, folks, you don't have to be part of that. You can still relax and kick back and just enjoy yourself. You have all the nice lounges around the pool. Well, we can talk about the swimming pool real quick. You have a big swimming pool and jacuzzi out there.
We do have a large little swimming pool and a jacuzzi right outside, and it's overlooking the lake. So you get a view from the lake from the swimming pool as well.
Okay, so you have it covered. Everything is covered up there at the Pines Resort at Bass Lake. Jennifer, thanks again
so much.
Thank
you very much for having me.
All right, you have to get back to work now?
I know.
No, okay.
I didn't know today.
After yesterday, like I said, they had the wakeboarding competition going on the lake. You were swamped. It was a lot of fun. Phenomenal wakeboarders out there. I have never seen that before, and these guys And it was really, it was fun because they all had their own little groups and big sponsors, and it really was a lot of fun. And such talent out there.
A lot of talent.
Yeah.
About 16 professional writers were out there this year.
Oh, really?
From all over the California region.
Oh.
Some of the best in the world.
Well, they were spinning and looping and doing all sorts of things that I'll never do, but that's okay. I can try, but I don't think
we
I can do it. Yeah, okay, sure.
Sure.
I didn't see you out there.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jennifer.
You're welcome.
Okay, you have a great day.
You too.
Okay. All right, folks, that was Jennifer Blake. Did I say that right?
Yes.
Yes, from the Pines Resort at Bass Lake. And again, it truly is spectacular up here. There is so much more to do. We always say Yosemite, Yosemite, Yosemite. And honestly, I did the same thing when I was talking about coming up here, except for the Sugar Pine Railroad that I knew I was going to be going on, which I did yesterday, and we're going to talk about that more in the second hour. I just kept focusing on Yosemite. And again, this is what it's all about. When you travel, you have to experience all there is to experience in an area. We can't just go with blinders on. We need to go and look around and stop and enjoy the wine trail. Like I say, break the trip up a little bit. Don't just go straight to Yosemite. There's just so much more to do on the way to Yosemite. And again, when the Fossil Discovery Museum opens up, that's going to be incredible. I mean, that really is that's really something. But they have the arts. Madera County has arts, wines, everything, all sorts of things going on. And the roads, the road's easy for me to drive. A little windy, though. A little windy. We all know how I am on windy roads. But they were all clear, and I imagine they keep them pretty well clear because a lot of people work down in the valley. So they need to get out in and out of Yosemite Valley. So don't worry about the roads too much. Everything that's clearly marked. Now, when you're up here, of course, you need to bring your camera and some comfortable shoes because you are going to do some walking. And we're going to get into a little bit more of that in the second hour when Max Stauffer joins us. He is the owner of the Sugar Pine Railroad. Yes, the owner. And I can't wait to find out this story. How do you come to own a railroad, a steam engine railroad? I will never know. But we are going to find out. And then we're going to have Anna on as well. And she's going to talk to us about all the wines, all the vineyards, what's going on up here. We have featured Napa Valley on the show. That was a couple months ago, I think, now. Little did we know that Madera County is right up there with all their own wines, and it's just growing and growing and growing. And that, again, is because of the agriculture, the weather. It has all the pluses going on up here. And maybe Yosemite. Maybe there's a little something magic coming from Yosemite that sprinkles down on those wines. Who knows? I don't know. But we have a few minutes left in the show, and I hope it's the first hour anyway. We will take our five-minute break as normal and come back to you. But I'm going to go over a couple weekly announcements that I didn't think I was going to get in. We're going to get a tiny bit of local stuff in, not too much, because since we had so much going on in the valley last week, I mean, we were just packed last week. This week, it's pretty quiet because everybody's out today. They are spending Mother's Day with Mom, and I want to wish my mom a happy Mother's Day as well. So she's probably kicking back, listening right now, and saying, there's my daughter up in Yosemite, and here I am. So I have to make it up to Mom when I get home. I'm going to find her. Max, can I bring her up to the trail ride or something? Yeah, Max. I'll take her a train or something. That's it. A steam engine train. So let's go over a few of these announcements real quick. Now, the Power Baseball, they are coming back in the town. In fact, the season starts on June 4th, if I believe. They are looking for people to host the players. They do this every year, and everyone hosts players. So if you are interested in hosting a player, please do so, okay? And the Get a Life weekly announcements, by the way, are brought to you by Ambrosia Pet Deli. In fact, I have to thank all of my sponsors, Ambrosia Pet Deli for the segment spots, Ozzy's AAA-rated automotive service, and Hair Urchins. It's art for the hair. It's actually just Urchins Art for the Hair, and they are just gorgeous. They're beautiful. It's jewelry for your hair. Well, you can't go wrong there. Long, short, whatever. You can go to their website at urchinswithanS.com. But so, again, back to the Power Baseball. If you can host a family member, actually a player, they need hosting for players, that would be great. Now, the Tram has their summer pass. Starts on May 1st, so you can get a summer pass for $60 for adults, $30 for children, and then you can ride the Tram unlimited all summer long. There you go. You can't beat that. And then let's not forget Cleaning for a Reason. This is for women undergoing chemotherapy. This service will come and clean their house for free, one time per month for 4 months. And I just think it's so, so nice that they do that. They have a lot of businesses throughout the United States that are partners with this. And again, it's cleaningforareason.org. So if you know someone undergoing chemo, let them know about this, because I really think this is a fabulous program. All right, so that's just going to wrap it up for the weekly announcement. So we don't really have time to tell you what's going on. during the week because we are here in Yosemite. We had a little glitch at the beginning of the show. I think we're right on track now. I did miss a few things that I wanted to tell you about, but again, that is Life Radio, and I have these notes. I'm searching, and during the break, I'm going to search for these notes. I have all these notes on Yosemite, so I would sound like I really, really knew a lot about Yosemite, besides the waterfalls and the beautiful trees and all that. And I didn't want to have Jared answer all the questions about Yosemite, because I wanted to sound like I knew, but I can't find them. So I'm going to look for them. Okay, we will take our 5-minute break like we normally do. When we come back, traveling with Francois, we will talk to Max, again, the owner of the Sugar Pine Railroad. We'll have Anna on to talk about the vineyards in Madera County. We're going to find out more about what goes on in Yosemite, around Yosemite, and how beautiful, and trust me, it is absolutely spectacular up here. It's just gorgeous. We are a little above 3,400 feet right now. I think the elevation tops at 6,000 feet up the, going over the crest into Yosemite. Jared's over there. Yeah, Jared's over there nodding his head. Everyone, I'm terrible at, I am terrible at numbers, Jared, so just ignore me. Yeah, but when I was close on that one. Okay, folks, you are listening to Traveling with Francois on News Talk 920 KPSI Palm Springs, coming to you live from the Sugar Pine Railroad up near Yosemite Valley, okay? It's beautiful. Okay, we will be right back in 5 minutes. We'll see you then.